This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This hour of What's On Your Mind is brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find them online at secureenergyfuture.org. What is a secure energy future? Just think about that a little bit.
You can actually have electricity when you want to turn the heat or light on or whatever.
Yeah, reliability, affordability, all of that, because if you can't afford it, of course, it doesn't really matter. I just like going to the website because they have a drone view of some of the power plants in North Dakota, which is kind of nice. I love drone views, don't you? Got to get one of those drones one of these days and take some fun pictures. Anyway, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is dedicated to enhancing, preserving, protecting a diverse set of energy resources, including dependable homegrown coal-based electricity. That's right, as they've been doing for affordably, reliably, more than 50 years. So find out a little bit more about what they're doing. A lot of innovation going on, a lot of new technology happening right now. All right, I promised some tips on your trips to the park that remain yet this summer or any time. We're going to do that in a moment with an official from the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. But first, Nadia from Lanford, who has been waiting to weigh in here, didn't get in last hour, so let's get you in. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. This is Nadia from Dakota. I'm from Lanford, but I am the director at Dakota Hope Clinic in Minot, a pregnancy health center there.
Well, I know that name. I know that clinic. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Appreciate all the good work you folks are doing.
Well, thank you, and thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to mention something, and that there is an alternative to the type of sex ed that Planned Parenthood is trying to promote in the state, along with NDSU. And at Dakota Hope last year, last May, we trained 50 people, many of them teachers, in the type of sex ed called sexual risk avoidance. And it's kind of the opposite viewpoint of what Planned Parenthood provides. Where they, Planned Parenthood sex ed is all about just getting consent and going on the pill and using a condom, and then you'll be fine. It really normalizes teen sexual activity, which is harmful in many ways because condoms can't protect your heart, or they also don't protect from some of the sexually transmitted diseases that are epidemic in North Dakota. So, but we teach something called sexual risk avoidance instead of sexual risk reduction. And it's a very positive health-based program. And just wanted to let you know that that alternative was out there. And for anybody that's interested, we are also doing another training program in March of next year, March 10th and 11th. So they can get a hold of Dakota Hope if they're interested in that.
And that number at Dakota Hope in Minot is what?
701-852-4675.
Also find them online. Yeah, good reminder, because it's one thing to vent about what NDSU is doing, and what upsets me more about that, obviously Planned Parenthood is going to do what Planned Parenthood is going to do, so the curriculum doesn't surprise me, and it's absolutely disgusting what they're trying to do down at the elementary age with kids, and what the grant is for is to train teachers how to teach it, okay? So that's their little plan. But really, this is about funneling money through NDSU, so Planned Parenthood gets money from these grant programs. It's a ridiculously unholy alliance. And I also don't like the fact that NDSU is doing it, despite the fact that the many legislators that support NDSU are saying, "Don't do this, don't do this. You ought not do it." And they've been playing fast and loose with the rules, and they cut the deals before they informed the legislature. And it's an all around bad deal. So that's more of a way of doing business that upsets me than it is even the particular program. The particular program is bad enough, you know, the parents are going to have to get proactive about this in ways and not rely on, the public schools or anything else. And that's where your program is really good. So I'm glad you called to give an alternative.
There is an alternative out there. There is an alternative out there.
So. Yes, that's okay. You know, it's, many times we can easily complain and be upset, but the the better use of our energy is to find something that's an alternative to address it. Thank you, Mandy. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for the call. All right, let's see here. I'll return to a few more of the texts. I didn't get to all of the texts on the number of the topics that came up today, and we'll do those before the end of the hour, but let me get to our guest who's waiting. Eileen Andes is here. She's the Chief of Interpretation and Public Affairs with the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and we're going to talk a little bit about do's and don'ts of being around animals in the park, because this has been in the news recently, and it comes up from time to time, and good refreshers going to help us all. Eileen, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you, and you?
I'm good. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. So, first of all, how's things at the park so far this year? Are you having a good season?
It's always a good season in the Badlands, and as usual at this time of the year, we're pretty busy. Right now is our busiest time, and sometime towards the middle to the end of next month, we'll start slowing down.
Well, should be fantastic. Really look forward to I'm getting out there myself again this year, and really encourage people to take it in. There's just so much to see in the park. You can go there, you know, a couple times a year and see new things every single time. So the reason we wanted to visit with you a little bit is because of a recent incident there where someone decided to get a little too close to some animals that were, in the park. Just start with the basics. What are the basic rules that you want people to know that are in the park related to the animals there?
The first thing to remember is the animals in the park are wild. They are not tame. And this is their home, and we are visitors when we go into the park. So you always have to keep that in mind. And for the large animals, such as bison, elk, deer, horses, visitors should always stay at least 25 yards away from any of those animals. And to put that into perspective, 25 yards is about the distance of two full-size buses.
Yeah, not close enough for the picture you really want, but the safe distance for not having the potential of any issues, right?
Right. And another rule of thumb that we tell visitors on a regular basis is if the animal reacts to you in any way, you're too close. For example, if a bison has its head down and it's grazing and it lifts its head up to look at you and notices that you're there, you should back off because it's reacting to you. Bison are, as people know, quite large. Males can be anywhere from 1,300 to 2,000 pounds, and they're very agile and they can move very quickly. So their reaction time is very fast, and a human being cannot outrun a bison.
I imagine not. Tell me how heavy again. What do they weigh?
An adult male will be anywhere from 1,300 to 2,000 pounds, and an adult female can be anywhere from 800 pounds to up to 1,200 or 1,400 pounds for the larger ones.
Yeah, so one little flinch by a buffalo could send you to the ER, right?
Well, they are pretty powerful. You know, they have that big head. And they can headbutt you, but they can also hook those horns into you and cause some pretty serious injuries. And they are capable, especially a big bull, they are capable of tossing an adult human being 6 feet up into the air.
Oof. Unbelievable. What have been some of the incidents that have most alarmed you that are preventable by using some of these safety measures that, are examples of what can happen if you don't sort of practice good safe distances here in the park?
Well, we actually don't have as many incidents as you would think. In the past 5 years, we've had two people gored, and we've had a few people who have been headbutted by a bison but didn't need any medical treatment after that. Considering that the park gets last year we had 755,000 people, and we, in the south unit of the park, we have about 500 bison. We have relatively few incidents, so most people are taking our advice. And it's really good to always be vigilant of where you are and have situational awareness and be aware of the fact that as you're hiking on a trail and you might come around a corner or over a hill, you could encounter an animal as you're coming around the corner or over the hill. And you just have to be aware of those kinds of things.
We're chatting with the Chief of Interpretation and Public Affairs for Theodore Roosevelt National Park. If you have a question or comment for Eileen, certainly give us a call, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Give her a chance to give us some final thoughts and answer any questions that you might have when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Bottom of the hour, NAFTA, the new NAFTA, USMCA, the Canadian Mexican-American Trade Agreement that is negotiated. It's a done deal. We just have to get it passed. Nancy Pelosi, paging Nancy Pelosi. More after this.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, Western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Nothing like a MyPillow, I'll tell you. Get a great night's sleep. MyPillow, of course, is the product that is the brainchild of our friend Mike Lindell. And right now, he has given us the opportunity to give you the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. $34.99 a pillow. It's a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. I'm just doing the math. $34.99 a pillow. Woo! Can't make that up. Incredible deal. Incredible pillow. Don't forget, these are great gifts. It's another good reason for a two-pack. There's no pillow better for a great night's sleep. No more tossing and turning. Remember to adjust to you, to your neck perfectly. Supports the way you sleep, whether you're a side, a stomach, or a back sleeper. Go to MyPillow.com. Check out that deal and many others. Promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or by calling 800-506-9028. Back with our conversation with Eileen Andes, Chief of Interpretation and Public Affairs at Theodore Roosevelt National Park. We're talking about the do's and don'ts of being around animals in the park. Kyle in Minot has a question. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yes, I was calling because Eileen referred to the south side of the park as having a good buffalo population. But I was wondering, for taking kids out there, was there other areas that are more geared towards, like, deer or antelope or what have you?
Eileen, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can. Thank you. We see pronghorn inside and outside of the south unit. I have never seen them in the north unit myself. They go over and under the fences at will. You can see deer in some of the shadier and more and places where there are more trees. Our elk are kind of shy, and we don't see them very often in the summer. You're more likely to see them in the winter. One of the great tips for seeing wildlife in the park is to look for them early in the morning and in the evening. That's when they're most active, and especially during the summer season when it's really warm. Animals during the day will generally be out of the sun and in shady areas, but dawn and dusk and those areas, those times around morning and evening are the best times to watch for wildlife.
Does that help, Kyle?
Yeah, that helps tremendously, and I imagine there are some rangers around to kind of enlighten the children on their level.
Yes, we do have some educational programs in the South Unit and in the North Unit, and we also have a junior ranger program for kids, and all you need to do is stop by our visitor center in either the North or South Unit to pick up a junior ranger book for the kids, and check our website for any coming educational programs.
All right, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate the call very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have a couple texts here, too, and you can send those into 367-2054. How many total buffalo, roughly? What is the buffalo population in the park?
In the south unit, it's probably about 500, and in the north unit right now, about 200 or so.
You're going to see a buffalo if you're in the park, right?
Most of the time. There are times that I've driven the scenic drive and have seen none. They're animals that are constantly moving. And, again, the best time to see animals is in the morning and the evening. But chances of seeing a bison in either the north or the south unit are pretty good.
All right, let's see here. Texter says, can you ask Eileen if people can hunt in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park?
Hunting is not permitted within the park boundaries.
I'm trying to remember, was there some special arrangement a few years back when you were trying to thin the, I don't remember what it was, but where there was some kind of a controlled hunt, or are those not even allowed?
We do reduce the elk population in the park, and for a couple of years we had a special volunteer program for that, and we reduced the population of the elk quite a bit. These days we just do a very limited cull in the fall, and that is done by park employees.
Got it. Kevin in Moorhead for Eileen from the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hello, Scott. Thank you for taking my call. Kevin Shore is disabled Gulf War illness veteran. You might remember me.
Sure, yeah.
I have a couple of questions for your guest, but I would like to point out, as a Native American, you have no buffalo on the park. You have the great northern bison on the park. But have you ever had any experience of people talking about strange sightings and lights in your park?
I am not aware of any of those sightings.
The reason why I ask, because as a Native American, I've had a couple of the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota people that have told me about lights in the sky that are interesting to witness around the park there. And so I thought I'd take the opportunity to ask you if you've heard of such things, or if any of the rangers may have shared such stories.
I guess it depends on what the lights are, right? Maybe the northern lights.
We do see the northern lights in the park, and we've seen them. You can see them at any time of the year. Actually, it depends on activity of the sun at the time, which affects our atmosphere. But I've seen the northern lights in the park on a number of occasions, and they're absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Dean in Bismarck next for Eileen. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question. Can a person come out there with their ATVs or like their four-wheelers and drive through the park? Are they legal?
Vehicles in the park are restricted to the roads.
Right.
So there is no off-road travel permitted at all in the park.
Right, but just on the highway, on the main road, can you drive through there with your ATVs?
As long as it's street licensed.
Right. It's all street legal. I mean, got lights, horns, and everything. I mean, if a person comes out there, can you go through the drive on the highway through the park with your four-wheeler?
Yeah, that would be permissible.
It is. Oh, okay.
Sure.
Well, thank you.
Got you an answer, Dean. Thank you, sir. Texter says, I had a friend take video of a male bison throwing 80-pound hay bales in the air 25 to 30 feet after he was shot with an arrow. They were removing him from the herd. They have superhuman strength, a bad temper, and poor eyesight. Agree with that?
I have not witnessed any kind of that activity by a bison. I wouldn't say that they have a poor temper. At this time of the year, which is the mating season for the bison, we call it the rut, and that occurs every year from about mid-July through the end of August, sometimes into September.
Yeah, we just got to remember, we're coming to their turf. We're coming to their turf. We're out of time, Eileen. Great conversation. Thank you so much. Appreciate the update.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Baltimore is an example of what corrupt government leads to.
In his latest defense of his remarks about the city of Baltimore and Congressman Elijah Cummings, who represents part of the city, President Trump is clarifying he has nothing against the people of Charm City, but he does have a problem with the Democratic politicians who run it.
Billions of dollars have been given, and I feel so sorry for the people of Baltimore.
The president speaking to reporters outside the White House there as he prepared to climb aboard Marine One. Two people are dead, two others wounded after a shooting at a Walmart in northern Mississippi. The two who died, believed to be Walmart workers, a police officer, and the alleged shooter are injured, being treated at area hospitals. Police say the officers expected to be okay, the suspect's conditions not released. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
H.A. Thompson and Sons, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. You know them, if you're in the Bismarck-Mandan area, as a well-known company doing great things since 1908. That's when they were founded by Harry Abbott Thompson. Moved to North Dakota from Maine in 1883 with his family. He was a fire chief, the first in Bismarck's history, 1901. And he held that until he died in 1935, 7 years as a city commissioner. So came here to serve, and certainly heating, air conditioning, plumbing, those early years, that's what they did. And it's grown and grown and grown, and now they're doing it all over. They have commercial operations now in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, and they're providing services. Mechanical heating and cooling systems is what they maintain for more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. So they can help you give some certainty to your bottom line. Free estimates, too. Call them at 701-223-3393, hatandsons.com, 701-223-3393. All right, so let's talk a little bit about a challenging time for farmers and ranchers. We talk about it a lot, and many things are out of our control. Trade deals would be one example that's sort of out of your control. You can't force a trade deal to happen. But when they happen, and you have a deal, you want to see it implemented as soon as possible. So right now we've got a rough patch of low prices, challenging times, you know, all the things that normally are in agriculture, plus, you know, the China deal with soybeans as an example, and you know, low prices that are out there. But we have a new NAFTA. We have USMCA, a deal that was improved by President Trump's team. Now, rather than implement it and let farmers and ranchers have the benefit of it, which they desperately need, Nancy Pelosi is deciding to play politics with it and has been holding this up for a long time. What do we do about that? That question for Linda Dempsey. She is the vice president. National Association of Manufacturers, another sector of our economy that's waiting for this to be ratified by everybody. Get it off of Nancy Pelosi's politics box on her desk and get it done. Linda, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good. You disagree with anything I just said about how this is being held up right now?
Well, I sit here in Washington, D.C., where we're used to the politics that surrounds all issues. I will say that we see a glimmer of hope here. There's a working group that Speaker Pelosi has set up with some of her key House Democrats, and they are working right now with the administration to try to get this over the finish line. So we believe that this absolutely can get done in the fall, and we just hope everybody is talking to their members of Congress, particularly on the House side, to say we need to get this done. like you said, for farmers, for manufacturers, for all job creators, because these are really big markets for industry.
Yeah, what irritates me is that we hear a lot about the great economy right now. And I think there is a great economy, but it isn't for everybody. And it's certainly not in farm country. There's not a great economy in farm country. There isn't. I mean, these are very challenging times right now, and it's on top of the previous years where there have been challenging times. So there's not fat and sassy, happy times are here again kind of a way of thinking in the farm and ranch area. So to me, that is a reason to expedite this. And really, this has been slow walked, hasn't it? I mean, I'm trying to remember when the agreement was, sort of agreed to by Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., we're months into that now, right? I mean, this shouldn't really take as long as it's taken, is my point.
Sure. So this agreement was signed, back in November, right? Now, there's lots of different processes and committee review and reports being written. And unfortunately, here in Washington, things take too long. But I think the message here, though, is we have a chance to get this done. Farmers, like manufacturers, we need foreign markets, right? We produce so much more than we can just consume here in the United States, and there are no better markets for our farmers and our manufacturers than Canada and Mexico. For manufacturers, they support more than 2 million jobs across the economy. Those two countries purchase more than our next 11 trading partners combined. So I think the message just has to be loud and clear from all parts of our economy. We need to get this done. We need to be ready when Congress is back in September to get this passed and implemented so we can get these new rules and market opening working for all of our industries and our workers.
So we know this passes in the Senate. It's just a matter of getting a vote in the House. Are the votes there in the House?
I think we're building the votes right now. Last week was a interesting week. We saw a letter from about 14 Democrats to Speaker Pelosi saying, "Hey, you need to move this forward. We appreciate the work you're doing to try to tie up a few loose ends, but we want to really see this move forward." We're hearing more and more of those messages. Last week, we brought in manufacturers from across the country. We had 133 meetings in one day just on this issue to talk about the need to get the USMCA done. For manufacturers, this is our top priority this year, and I think we're going to get there.
By the way, Colin Peterson, chair of the House Ag Committee, is in Minnesota's 7th District, so a lot of our listeners would have influence over Congressman Peterson's decisions. He supports this bill, obviously in a bit of a pickle because Nancy Pelosi is sort of obviously not necessarily wanting to hand the president the win. As you say, a working group is set up, so they at least are trying to show some progress, but it's slow. But I think there is no harm whatsoever in letting Colin Peterson know you want this done. Is he on that working group, by the way?
He is not, but he is, as you said, he's already come out publicly in support. There's, I think, about 5 or 6 Democrats in a similar position in different parts of the country, and we're just trying to build up more of those. So, any Democratic member that your listeners are listening to should be hearing from you, but Republicans should just hear as well. We need to get this done. We've got to find a way to get this done as early as possible when Congress comes back in the fall.
All right, so give me the timeline. When do you, when do you trust but verify the fact that Nancy Pelosi is actually, moving this towards in the direction for an actual vote? When do you anticipate these working groups being done and this being forwarded to actually have a vote?
So, the House has already left for their August work period. So, but there is work ongoing with the working group and the administration throughout August. Certainly what we're hoping to see is, the first week or two when the members are back in September, indicating that there's an agreement to move forward, and then we could see a vote, maybe late September, early October, there's committee processes and hearings and markups and things like that need to happen. So I think, that September-October timeframe is the timeframe we're all looking at.
Can you tell me from the perspective of the National Association of Manufacturers how NAFTA, the previous agreement, compares to the USMCA agreement? How much of an improvement was it for manufacturing in this country?
significant improvements in this. Obviously, the original NAFTA really ushered in a lot more trade with these two trading partners, and it is our biggest trading relationship. But those rules were written back in 1993. So we have new rules to protect our intellectual property and our innovation and for manufacturers, but also, you know, the food and agriculture industry and other industries. These are pivotal for the modernization and the new products and research that we're all doing. There's new rules on digital trade. Heck, we didn't even talk about digital trade when the original NAFTA was done. And these have new rules that are going to make it possible for our manufacturers that are using the Internet to sell to Canada and Mexico, but also for our manufacturers that are producing, you know, the type of technology that our farmers are using. You know, they can look at their dashboard or their phone to see what the crop yield is, to make sure that that type of innovation is continuing, that that type of data can move where it needs to move, all sorts of things like that. There's new provisions to open up some ag access in food and agriculture access up in Canada in particular, and new rules to, you know, prevent other countries from cheating or in imposing new types of trade barriers. So there's a lot of really new things here. There's new provisions as well for the, you know, on the labor and environment side with enforcement that's the same for those issues as it was, as it is for all the commercial issues. And that's one of the things that Democrats has really talked about over the years. They felt that the labor and environment issues weren't treated as well in the original NAFTA. Well, that's all been changed really dramatically here. So, you know, in these areas and more, there's been significant improvement from the original NAFTA.
And that's no small feat to have gotten everybody back to the table and say, we're going to basically renegotiate a deal that was already in place, right? I mean, that was, I think we lose sight of the fact that that was another example of the president just saying, you know, I'm going to will it. And you know, Canada and Mexico and getting them to come along. I mean, I'm impressed. Are you?
We definitely are, and we're just trying to get this done as quickly as possible. You know, the last thing I'd mention is this is huge for small businesses, right? We have 43,000 manufacturers alone that are exporting to Canada and Mexico, and most of those are small businesses. Many of the provisions in this new USMCA are exactly ones that are going to make it easier and help facilitate our small businesses reaching these two markets. And it's also a great template because this isn't the only agreement that we all want done. You know, whether we're the farm community or manufacturers, we'd like to see other trade agreements out there in Europe and Asia. We've obviously got a lot of issues with China at the moment, and I you know, there's a lot in this agreement that sets a really good template as we restructure our trading relationship with other parts of the world as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How about China? What do you hear on that? Now, you know, you hear one day it's on, another day it's off. That, you know, there was off completely, then it was reset. President mentioned it briefly this morning when he left the White House for Jamestown, Virginia. As again, sort of same deal. Are you hearing that there is progress being made?
So our lead negotiator, Ambassador Bob Lighthizer, and the team are over in China right now at the negotiating table. You know, they've got 2 days of negotiations. We'll see how they go. Look, we have heard directly from the administration, you know, a lot of interest to try to move forward a robust agreement, right? We've got to get at those unfair trade barriers and distortions that have long been of concern to industry and workers throughout the United States. But they're certainly back at the table talking. We think that's a good thing because we really think that getting a new trade agreement, new trade rules, is the way to solve these issues, create more opportunities for folks across the United States, but also deal with...
Thanks, Linda. We're out of time. Appreciate it very much, though. Linda,
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Travers County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Haig, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Buffalo. That's right. Be the buffalo. The buffalo has that fighter spirit, goes into the storm, unafraid. The folks at Oasis Petroleum have the very same DNA. That's how they're wired, and they know that many North Dakotans are as well. Law enforcement officers have that be the buffalo spirit, right? First responders do. I mean, so many people do. They really do. And if you have someone in your circle that you say, man, are they a great teacher? Are they a great mayor? Are they a great truck driver? Getting it done every day. Dial us up on the Be the Buffalo hotline. Tell us their name, a little bit about them. We'll put them in the kitty to be honored with the Be the Buffalo Award from Oasis Petroleum. Got a lot of great ones at the fair, as well as Cookfest, so thank you for all of that. We enjoyed it very much. for sure. Let's see here. What else? Todd, what did you drive to work today?
I drove my Schwann Buick Regal Tourx, but then they dangled this big new car called the XT6, which Motor Trend says out-escalades the Escalade, which is pretty high praise. Did a Facebook Live video on it. It just really is incredible. You need to see it. SchwannCadillac.com for that one, or you can stop by on the strip, too. Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac.
Absolutely. Did you know that CNN has pledged not to ask questions of the Democratic candidates? They have the debate tonight. Anybody watching that? I can't bring myself to watch it. I really should.
They don't want to be on radio. They refuse radio coverage.
For the debates?
Yep.
Why would that be?
They've flat out refused radio coverage. They do not want them covered on radio. I'm like,
so what? You can't see the lies. You would just be hearing them.
Well, as CNN has pledged not to ask questions that require a show of hands. Or that confine all the contenders to a one-word yes or no answer. See, you had that inconvenient moment when they said, who's for socialized medicine? Who's for Medicare for all? And every hand went up. Show of hands. So now, you know, don't actually make it so easy for us to expose how liberal we are, I guess, is the...
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Now, if I was CNN, I'd go, no, we'll ask any question we want to ask you. Sorry very much.
Yeah, well.
Crazy. Anyway, let me get to some of the texts, because we did not get to a lot of them on a number of different topics we were chatting about in our first hour today. Crime actually went up in Australia when that happened. Responds this texter to an earlier texter who said it was proven in Australia that if you take away the guns, gun crime goes down. So I guess it wasn't true.
It's not true.
Who knew? Who knew? It wasn't true. Thank you for that. Texter says, if lots of guns and Trump supporters were the cause of mass shootings, then North Dakota would be like Afghanistan instead of the safe and great state it is. Keep America great, 2020. That's a good point. By their logic, more guns, more bad things happen. That's right. Somebody making fun of the choices of an earlier... What was it? Listener eating again? Tofu or something? You remember that?
Yeah.
Was it tofu?
Making something, making burgers out of tofu or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, here I found it. Prettiest cut of meat. This morning I'm making tofu from the raw soybeans.
That's fine. Good for you.
Yeah, that went over real well with some of the listeners.
Yeah, to each his own. That's fine. Don't force that on my plate.
Yeah. Another thing, this is another texter, another thing that people are not bringing up is they had to go through metal detectors and all sorts of stuff to get into this festival, and the gunman cut a hole in a fence to get in.
Yeah.
The gunman knew it was a gun-free zone, just like schools. How well did that work out? We need to wake up and start defending ourselves like other countries have. Had someone been in there with a concealed carry like the person, ask him what they could have stopped it. Had someone been in there with concealed carry... Yeah, good point. Could have stopped it. Like the person that asked him, I think is what they're saying. Because somebody actually asked this person, like, why are you doing this? If they weren't restricted from bringing a gun there, maybe they take them out and nobody's killed. Joel says, black unemployment was low in the 1800s. Yeah, that's not funny. Webster, says another texter, needs to change the definition of racist from its current definition to anyone who disagrees with the left. racism, look it up in the dictionary. What is it? What is it? Anyone that disagrees with someone on the left. You aren't a kidding. That'd be great. Whatever happened to the sex case, no one hears about that anymore. Redirection. What sex case are you talking about? The young girls. The Epstein case. Yeah, that's kind of our news cycle, isn't it? We just bounce from one thing to the next. Scott, teachers' unions do not control state education standards. The state legislature votes on them, so your elected officials control state education standards. Texter says, send us a photo of the view from the tractor found a hay bale leaning to the right. Wanted us to see that. Thank you for that hay bale leaning to the right. We appreciate that very much. All right, folks. That's a wrap. Brought to you in part today by the University of Mary. Find out more about the good work they're doing at the School of Engineering right now. umary.edu. umary.edu. See you tomorrow. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.